Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
At Rocket, we believe everyone deserves their shot at the American dream. So if you're feeling locked out of home ownership, we're here to give you back the keys. We're opening doors, breaking down walls, and doing everything we can to turn renters into owners. And we're not going to stop until we help everyone home. To find out more, visit Rocket.com. Rocket. Own the dream.
Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite.
Yeah! Gary Reynolds, good morning to you.
Morning, lads. How are we doing?
Good. What have you made of all this?
Yeah, it was upsetting and frustrating at the weekend, I think, Adrian, when the news broke. For all Leitrim supporters, never mind if you're a former player or not, I think it was very hard to stomach. We've shipped some heavy defeats in the league already. We understand that. We understood where we stood at the start of the year regards the panel and the age profile and whether it was going to be a difficult year. We knew that. It was going to be a difficult year regardless if last year's panel stayed together in Division 3. I still reckon we would have struggled maybe. But I think it was the low of all low at the weekend when we didn't fulfil that fixture, to be honest with you.
Upsetting because you feel you could have done.
Yes, I would be of that opinion. And the rhetoric over the last couple of days, I think in the interviews, an excerpt which you just played, I don't think has helped. If we were going to stand by what we said last week, we should have just said no to all the media. Because I believe the more I hear, the more angered I'm getting and the more angered probably Leitrim supporters are getting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, anger is a strong emotion, strong word. What's at the root of it that there could have been a net cast wider? We could have got through this weekend. Yes, there's a wider point, but we just didn't need to go this far. Is that it?
100% there's a wider point. And I think a couple of things were mentioned there about previous panels, previous managers and cultures and things like that. And it's rare, I was listening in the kitchen last night, chasing my toddler around trying to get him ready for bed. And it's rare I'm kind of stopped in my tracks by an interview on the radio. I listen to you boys every evening, but some of the stuff that I heard last night, I couldn't believe was actually being said on national airways. And I think it's anger maybe is, a bit of a strong word. Very disappointing, maybe a little bit upsetting as well that we weren't able to put a team out there. And this isn't anything against an under-20 panel or anything that age, and this is completely cutting them out of it. But any senior inter-county team in this day and age overly reliant on six under-20s, it shouldn't be the case. There should be planning and organising in advance of that, because I think it was Arthur mentioned earlier on this morning, like this fixture list would have been known, at least a month, 6 weeks in advance, you'd imagine. And if it wasn't, maybe that's where, Tommy Rooney made a good point yesterday to say that you come out after the game and you air your grievances and you make a point of saying we had to call in, six or seven lads late notice, which is not the culture we want to build here, but we had to do it to fulfil the fixture. And then it probably gets even more limelight from the media. So I think there were other avenues could have been taken. And I counted on my hand last night, and it's not a place I would want to go down. But at least 5 or 10 lads who are readily available at home. The other point was made that there's no club teams training in Leitrim at the moment. I mean, that's not true. I know that's not true. Many club teams in Leitrim are back in S&C before Christmas and after Christmas and training hard since then. So I do believe a team could have been pulled together, regardless of the under-21s playing tonight, which they have a really important game tonight. And I think it's unfair on them that this is taken away from that as well, you know?
Yeah. Like, when you look at the reasons, when he talks about that, you mentioned some of the reasons that Stephen Poacher has put forward, you know, to summarise the conversation last night, joint decision between himself and the under-20s, the senior management, the county board, medical staff. He says the club players weren't there to draw from. I think he was saying as much that they, you know, you talk about S&C, that maybe that there's like a step up, obviously, in terms of commitment that the inter-county, clearly in any county that the inter-county players will be doing, that maybe it'd be unfair from a player welfare point of view around that. Fitness issues within his own squad, Leitrim's inability to carry big numbers or even a development panel, he said, because of the leak of players. He talked about retirements, injuries. The bigger thing for me was just talking about that sort of wider cultural piece, players who didn't fit with what he's trying to do. And yeah, the goalkeeper aspect, you know, goalkeeper coming back from concussion protocols and they were down to one goalkeeper. So I guess that was the context. But what you're saying is, one weekend, there's 5 or 10 players around the club game. They could have gone in, filled the gap. It's not like you're looking for any long-term solutions. Fill the gap and get out of Dodge.
Yeah, and I'd be the first to say that's not ideal. You know, I would be the first to say, in order to carry a panel and in order to carry a level of professionalism, that, you know, you don't want to be doing that. But you don't want to be throwing up the white flag and conceding points, you know, in a technical, a lot of people wouldn't realise around the country, but it's a local derby with us in Fermanagh. There's a lot of clubs and a lot of area in Leitrim we'll be covering with Fermanagh. We've always loved playing Fermanagh over the years, and likewise them. Now, we were a lot competitive a few years ago and we had some great battles with them in Enniskillen and in Leitrim, but, you know, I think the last avenue you take here is not fulfilling the fixture. I get the step up. I'd be the first to admit that. You know, pulling back in the likes of, you know, no offence, some of the older players that have been mentioned probably wouldn't have been an option. But I know that there's 5, 6, 8 lads who have been through the S&C programme, Adrian, over the last 5, 6 years, who haven't committed this year for one reason or another, that you could have said, look, lads, we know you're physically, you know, strong enough and able enough to compete. You're not going to be fit for 70 minutes. We understand that. But if we can pull in a squad of 20, 23 players, you know, even take off lads at halftime, fulfil the fixture, get out of town and then air our grievances after, I felt that would have been a better way to go. And, you know, that's fine. We've made the decision. Maybe if we move on with that, that's okay. But it's just what's coming out now in the media in the last couple of days, on the interview, especially yesterday evening, just frustrated me, but not only me. You know, my phone has been hopping the last few days with a lot of other people and good, decent Leitrim supporters who aren't happy either.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
There are some things in life that just shouldn't be forgotten. Like bringing your keys when you leave the house, setting your fantasy lineup, and most importantly, having Hidden Valley Ranch to watch the game. Especially if you're having pizza. Those creamy, zesty, cool ranch flavors take each cheesy, melty bite to an unforgettable level. Hidden Valley Ranch. Only serious about flavor.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Nathan in Plovdiv, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
What's happening?
Oh, so much, Adrian. So much is happening.
You promised us you'd be on the pitch side getting great shots of Ireland training this morning, but it's not to be.
Well, I was, but your rugby slot was meant to be half an hour long, and here we are an hour later. So, listen, look in the mirror there, Adrian. Yeah, we get the first 15 minutes of training, and then we get kicked out when they get down to this serious stuff and probably stick on the bibs, and you get a sense of who's actually going to be starting tomorrow. And to be honest, it feels like a long time since we've gone into a game where it's very as difficult as this to predict what the starting 11 is going to be, because he's got a lot of options in the back. He's got a lot of options up top, and you know, does he stick with what has worked well in Finland and go with a Finn Azaz and stick with Evan Ferguson, despite the fact Evan Ferguson isn't getting many minutes? And geez, that'd be harsh on Troy Parrott with 17 goals this season if he's has to sit this one out because they stick with Evan Ferguson. So there's a lot to consider for the manager. Again, in a really condensed international break, you know, he was been asked about Rocco Vatta and sort of having to admit that we had one session on the pitch. Like, you know, tactically, we haven't even done anything. It's more a quick runaround. So it's very hard for him to get a real grasp of where the players are in, 48 hours. And they train very early this morning. It's something he does that's quite unusual. Obviously, it's, 9:30 at home right now, and they're out training. The match doesn't start until 9:45 local time tomorrow night. So there's a long wait from this training session to kicking off tomorrow night.
What time is it there?
We're 2 hours ahead, so we're at, 11:30 here in Plovdiv.
So I was in touch with a former Ireland international, former friend of the show, still a friend of the show, just not on as much last night. He was suggesting that Ferguson won't start. Is that your sense of it?
Probably. Now, Ferguson has started all of the games when he's been fit. And if you think back to November, so 4 months ago, in that doubleheader against Finland and England, like, Evan Ferguson wasn't playing much with Brighton back then, yet still, when he came into the Ireland camp, they trusted him to start these games. And, you know, Hal Grimson, when he's been talking about it over the past week or so, he's sort of has shown confidence in Ferguson's ability to come in to be match fit quite quickly. Whether he can play a full 90 is obviously another thing. So I'm not quite sure. As I say, I think it'd be so harsh on Troy Parrott in particular, and Adam Eda's obviously put his hand up as well, if Parrott was to sit this one out. 12 goals in the Eredivisie, playing week in, week out in the Europa League as well, at a really good level in Europe. Like, if not now, when, I think, would be the question from Troy Parrott if he weren't to start tomorrow night. Maybe there's the possibility he goes with both of them and plays two up top. He has spoken about that previously, and he did it over in Greece. It just didn't work for that first hour in Greece. It wasn't until Jack Clark came on for the last half an hour, who was more of a defensive number 10, should we say, more of a midfielder than a second striker. So, yeah, I think you'd have to expect Parrott would start, but I wouldn't be in any way surprised if it is Ferguson.
Yeah, the two up top would be not quite gung-ho, but certainly like dropping some of the conservatism.
Yeah, and as I say, he did it away in Greece and it didn't really work out. Now, maybe that's something for Sunday night. One of the first questions asked at the press conference from one of the Bulgarian journalists was, you know, scoreless draw is obviously a strong possibility here. Is that, would you be happy with a scoreless draw? And Nathan Collins was like, well, we'd like to get a goal ourselves maybe. And yes, keep a clean sheet. But, you know, this does feel like it might have goalless draw written all over it. They don't score many goals. They don't generally concede many, with the exception of that one game against Northern Ireland. We're in a fairly similar position, though I do think when you look at the quality of the two groups, Ireland are the better team, and definitely back in Dublin on Sunday night should be going out with the intention of getting on the front foot, of getting possession of the ball, of creating a lot of chances, and maybe going with two up top. But away from home, after what happened in Greece, you'd be surprised.
To listen to this morning's full Off the Ball breakfast, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, with a new line on MyPlan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.